The Achievement of Genius, The 100 Greatest Geniuses of All Time. Written by Lawrence F. Allen. Narrated by Casey Bassett. Preface. Who are the 100 greatest geniuses of all time? Who are the men and women drawn from all civilizations and historical epochs that have made the most original and long-lasting contributions to human progress? How can we, in concise and human terms, delineate the various achievements of the most important religious founders, philosophers, artists, prophets, scientists, mathematicians, leaders, and architects? A fitting pursuit for these distracting and confusing times would be a careful examination of the geniuses whose achievements are so original and creative that they have already or are destined to become interwoven into the very fabric of our world civilization. The purpose of the study is to put forth clearly and succinctly the main achievements of each of the 100 greatest geniuses of all time. But it is not merely a recitation of facts, as one could find in any encyclopedia, nor is it an exploration of their personal lives, which, while emotionally satisfying, is ultimately unedifying. Rather, it is an effort to organize and unify the life work of each genius into a whole, and then see where this unity is leading. What is the overall thrust of the achievement and endeavor, and what does it mean for those who come after? What is the spirit of genius, that is to say, its essential wholeness? Where should it lead us? How does the achievement of a given individual fit into the overall development of civilization? The skeptical will warn against reading too much into the achievement and intention of each genius. However, imaginative leaps are necessary if the spirit of achievement is to come alive again and even address current dilemmas. The most important legacy of creative imagination is precisely its implicit direction, and not merely its obvious and outward message. What is offered here is not the final word on each individual, but rather an expansive perspective, an opening of the door, so to speak. This inquiry is not merely a study of the past. The reader should ask questions about the goal of human life and its amazing creative potentialities. If these achievements of ancient or recent times were possible in the conditions of isolation and hostility by the surrounding world, what even greater achievements are possible in the future? If we were at last to allow human creativity to break out of its cocoon of not only superstition and ignorance, but also religious dogma, obstinate opinions, egotism, pseudoscientific and ideological shibboleths, what is there that human genius cannot do? A misconception about creative genius is that it must be perfect. In fact, geniuses make many mistakes, but they learn from them. So let us think about the great geniuses of all history. Is there something in their lives, an achievement that we can apply to our present dilemmas? Were their times really so different from ours? Some of the individuals of this study are quite obscure. The reader will be doing well if they can quickly peruse the contents and identify 2/3 or even half of the 100 geniuses set aside for this study. The key factors for including an individual in this study are the originality of his or her creative achievement and its universal significance for all humankind for all time. The reader might ask, why are so few women included in this study? This is because women throughout history, in most cultures, were denied the education, civic avenues, and access to scientific and institutional establishments, and thus the means of expression to develop creatively. They were restricted largely to poetry and private writings. Some who surpassed these limits faced deadly opposition. Each individual genius is identified by his most commonly used name, lifespan, and field of achievement. The discussion itself avoids the tedious repetition of the subject's name or pronouns. This study would not have been possible without the help of innumerable scholars. No bibliography or footnote alone can do justice to their contribution. I would also like to thank Dr. David S. Rue and Eric Mondschein for their help and encouragement, as well as Anjam Khurshid for his suggestions regarding science. I am also indebted to Jill Margaret Allen, who checked much of the manuscript. For help with sources in languages other than English, I am grateful to Zhanjun Yu for her assistance with Chinese, Almudina Jimenez with Spanish, Erica Whitborn with German, and Anna Casola with Italian. I would also like to thank Jamie Belt of Outskirts Press. Overview. The Axial Ages. There are three stages of spiritual development that follow the primitive dawn of spirits, local divinities, and mysterious natural forces such as lightning, stars, and rain. This primeval period was followed by a time of spiritual progress, where the foundations of man are set with laws sent by God. Here, Hammurabi and Moses are significant. In the second stage of development, man learns more advanced concepts such as individual responsibility in ethics, judgment, interpreting prophecies, and knowledge-seeking. This period of development is called the First Axial Age. Zoroaster, Isaiah, Jesus, and Muhammad, and others stand out. Upon its completion, the First Axial Age had bestowed upon the Indians the Dharma, the Chinese the Tao, and on the Iranians the Spentamanyu. Meanwhile, the Jews had their Torah, the Christians the Evangel, or Gospel, and Islam the Quran. The spiritual foundations and sacred books were laid out but not united. There are two axial ages. The first is the founding of the religious basis of humankind. The second has just begun and is not fully realized before our eyes. The first axial age is followed by a period of decline and disintegration, which is still at work in our time. The dispensations of the second axial age are still in the embryonic stage, but religious, artistic, scientific, and institutional dispensations will arise. Their purpose is the unification of mankind. The spiritual sequence overview. Number 1. In West Asia, the foundations of spiritual progress were laid down, law and judgment deriving from one God. Hammurabi, 1792 to 1750 BC, pioneering lawgiver. Akhenaten, ruled 1379 to 1362, forerunner in teaching one God. Moses, circa 1350 to 1280, a luminary of the First Axial Age. Zarathustra, Zoroaster, 628 to 551, the shadow prophet of the First Axial Age. Darius, 550 to 486, leader of the Achaemenid Empire, the first great universal civilization. Hermes Trismegistus, dates unknown, seer of knowledge. Number 2. In East Asia, the main luminary was Kung Fu Zhe. Kung Fu Zhe, Confucius, 511 to 499 BC, founder of the First Axial Age in East Asia. Loa Zi, about 500 BC, shadow prophet of the First Axial Age in East Asia. Zhong Zhe, 399 to 295, expounder of Taoist philosophy. Meng Zhe, Mencius, 371 to 289, expounder of Confucian philosophy. Chinese scientists and investors, see Science Sequence 2, Asian artists, see Art Group A. Number 3. In South Asia, a series of manifestations of God or avatars culminated in the teachings of Buddha. Krishna, about 2800 BC, prophet founder and luminary of the Hindu faith. Buddha, 563 to 483, prophet founder of the Buddhist faith, luminary of the First Axial Age for Southern Asia. Ashoka, 274 to 232, expander of Buddhist civilization in India. Nagarjuna, about 200 AD, philosopher who protects Buddhism from extraneous doctrines and its gatekeeper of the First Axial Age. Number 4. In Greece, the main luminary was Socrates. Heraclitus, circa 500, shadow prophet of the Greek dispensation. Pythagoras, circa 500, founder in the wake of the Greek dispensation. Socrates, 469 to circa 400, luminary of the Greek dispensation. Plato, 428 to 347, founder of Western philosophy. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, established systems of philosophy, logic, and classification. Science flourished in classical Greece. See Science Group Number 1. Number 5. In West Asia, later. The first axial age culminated in universal luminaries, Jesus and Muhammad. Isaiah, about 600 BC, prophet of the future luminaries and the coming golden age of world unity, justice, and peace. Job, the author of 350 BC, meditates on suffering and the purpose of creation. Jesus, circa 3 BC to 30 AD, universal luminary of the first axial age. Paul, 5 to 67 AD, early teacher of the Christian faith. Augustine, 354 to 430 AD, sees human history moving in love and freedom towards a goal, and not by cosmological forces only. See artists in Group B. Number 6. Islamic civilization was a great knowledge-seeking, universal civilization. The foundations of modern science arise in the Islamic world. See Science Number 3. Muhammad, 570 to 632, seal of the prophets for the first axial age. Ali, circa 600 to 661, servant of Islam. Seekers for a new axial age. About halfway through this dispensation, seekers arose who were dissatisfied with the old, declining order. They were individuals and movements on every continent spontaneously seeking out a new basis of spiritual progress. Some thought reform, some thought a new synthesis, and yet others sought the fire of a new creation. They were caught between the two axial ages. Shankara, circa 788 to 820, philosopher of mystic monism. Ramanuja, 1017 to 1137, critical and antimonical philosopher in India. Attar, 1130 to circa 1219, author of Conference of the Birds. Maimonides, 1135 to 1204, spiritual seer at the crossroads. Rumi, 1207 to 1273, leader of the mystic search for a new spiritual order. Later on, in other parts of the world, seekers hoped for a new era of peace and unity. Wang Yangming, 1472 to 529 AD, doorkeeper of East Asia's second axial age. Erasmus, circa 466 to 536, leader of European thought and prophet of unity. Akbar, 1583 to 1605, seeker of a new world order in South Asia. Many artists around the world joined the spiritual search. See Artists Group C. Modern science established itself in Europe. See Science Groups 4 and 5. The Renaissance arose in Europe. See Artists D. Second Axial Age. The Second Axial Age is a new stage of spiritual development. It is the age of fulfillment when justice, unity, and peace will no longer be mere dreams, prophecies, and artistic visions, but actually brought to fruition. But first, great turmoil, struggles, and wars will come to pass. God promised man in all his holy books and prophecies that he would send down new messengers at the end of time. The purpose of these messengers is to unite all the peoples of the earth and establish a new worldwide civilization. The age of prophecy has ended. The age of fulfillment and inauguration has begun. The significance of this revelation has just begun to be absorbed into human consciousness. Forerunners of universal justice found fertile ground in the Americas. Their setbacks only increased the desire of the people of the world for such a realization and drew them directly into these world-transforming processes. The Peacemaker, circa 1450, forerunner of world peace. Nitzaya Koyotu, 1450 to 1472, interrogates God's purpose and opens up infinite creative possibilities. Bolivar, 1783 to 1830, prophet of American and world unity. Lincoln, 1806 to 1865, revolutionized the dynamic of justice in human affairs. King, 1929 to 1968, leader in the struggle for universal justice. The successful systems of scientific discovery shook the very foundations of civilizations heretofore based on the ancient religions. These prophets offered final warnings and countered with limits on materialistic contraction. They opened possibilities for science and critical metaphysics and reiterated the spiritual dimension of rationality and imagination. Kant, 1794 to 1804, developed many critical tools outside of materialistic trends. Blake, 1757 to 827, visionary of the Second Axial Age. Tocqueville, 1805 to 1859, philosopher who dissects modern turmoil, change, and disunity. Dostoevsky, 1821 to 1888, universal shadow prophet of the Second Axial Age. Nietzsche, 1854 to 1900, shadow prophet of modern Europe after the fall of Christianity. Artists, too, responded to this crisis, see Artist Group E. Physics advanced in the 19th and 20th centuries, see Science Group 6, and in biology and medicine, see Science Group 7. The Bab, 1819 to 1850, the dawn luminary of the Second Axial Age. Baha'u'llah, 1817 to 1892, the luminary of the Second Axial Age. Abdul Baha, 1844 to 1921, servant of the Second Axial Age. Artistic sequence overview. The prophets and religious seekers unearthed the gems and the precious pearls of divine wisdom. But it remained for the creative genius of individual men and women to string these gems into the adornment of the human countenance, which is a bestowal of God. Artistic development goes through three stages, in both the individual and over long historical periods. First, the creative will must discover its own individuality. Then it will learn its role in the march of humanity. Finally, it must confront the mystery of God. Examples of these stages could be Chu Yen for the first, Shakespeare for the second, and Dostoevsky for the third. A. In Asia, artists reacted creatively to the turmoil and chaos during the rise and fall of dynasties and whole civilizations. Chu Yan, 338 to 289 BC, early Chinese poet and martyr. Yu Qishi, 345 to 406 AD, painter. Tao Qian, 365 to 427 AD, poet of living contently for today. Kalidasa, circa 450, the Indian Shakespeare. Du Fu, 712 to 770, summit of Chinese poetry. B. In ancient Greece and in Imperial Rome, two pioneers opened up new methods of self-expression to examine the dynamic of upheaval on the maturation of the individual and society.